This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. School choice is likely to be a big concern in 2017 in Massachusetts, as well as around the country. The issue was front and center during the fierce fight over question two, the Massachusetts ballot question on whether to lift the cap on charter schools. As part of our year-end look at the top stories that we covered this past year, WBUR's Tanya Mosley of our Edify team joins us to talk about question two and what's next. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So how did question two end up on the ballot in the first place?
Well, charter supporters have been trying for a while to lift the cap here so more charters could open. Massachusetts, as you know, has tight restrictions on how many charters can open in a year. It's why some say the charter system works better here than in other states. But charter supporters want it to open more, and the argument is that charters offered options to those who live in communities with weak public school options. The legislature could not agree on a revised law, and a lawsuit went nowhere, so they decided to draft a straightforward question for voters. Should Massachusetts allow up to 12 new or expanded charter schools a year?
And how did that turn into such a hot topic?
Well, the two sides spent a lot on ads and outreach. This was the most expensive campaign on a ballot question in state history, $41 million raised and spent. And a lot of that money came from outside of the state. The Lift the Cap side framed it as a way to give parents more choices. Here is Eileen O'Connor from Yes On Two in an interview we did a few months ago explaining the idea of choice and why it's important.
I feel very strongly that parents should be given the right to choose where to send their kids to school, and that should not depend on the zip code or the city or town that they live in.
The Keep the Cap side argued that charters drain money from district schools. Steve Crawford from the No On Two side explained it this way.
It's not just about a per-student cost. It's all of those fixed costs that the local taxpayers have voted to commit to their local schools, and these privately run charters are just draining it out of communities all across the state.
Well, as we know, ultimately voters said no on two. And what's interesting is that a lot of the districts most affected by charters, the ones that the yes folks said wanted charters, voted no. And a lot of the yes voters came from wealthier suburbs. Despite all of the money on both sides to inform voters, ultimately many voters said they were confused by the language of the referendum and the lack of details. It's important to note that even some charter supporters said that question two was not well written.
And so where do you think the argument over charters goes from here?
The focus will likely be on how charters are paid for and what effect exactly they have on district schools. And this comes down to a specific focus on proper funding for all schools. That means we'll be hearing a lot about the state education budget. School districts pay for charters. The state is supposed to reimburse a lot of that money to districts, but it hasn't been paying all of it for a couple of years now. And then there is the foundation budget. You'll be hearing a lot about that in 2017.
What do we need to know about the foundation budget?
So here's a simple explanation. The foundation budget is a formula the state uses to determine how much money it will send to each district to help pay for its schools. It's different for every district based on things like the number of English language learners and students with special needs, so it's complicated. But one thing is simple. For several years, the state hasn't been following this formula and paying the full amount.
Is this where the debate over school funding is headed next, or where are we going?
Absolutely. In the legislature, yes. State Senate President Stan Rosenberg and others like Sonia Chang Diaz have told me it's a priority now to look at funding for all schools, and that means the foundation budget. And Governor Baker has talked about these so-called empowerment zones, like the one in Springfield. He says zones give each school more control over its budget and other issues, and that's the way to make schools better. And of course, the governor is a big supporter of charter schools. What we may hear now, instead of an argument to lift the cap, is a call for more cooperation between charters and district schools to offer a system that allows parents more choices. In a way, this could return to the roots of charters as innovation labs that can figure out what helps kids learn, then share that knowledge with all schools.
WBUR's Tanya Mosley of our Edify team, thanks very much for being with us and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.